Hello, I'm Tom Rollins, president of the Teaching Company. These lectures are part of the Great College Courses on Tape series. They are produced by the Teaching Company. The lectures on these tapes are titled Thomas Jefferson, American Visionary. The lecturer is Professor Darren Staloff. Dr. Staloff received his PhD from Columbia University in 1991. He served as a postdoctoral fellow at the Institute for Early American History and Culture in Williamsburg, Virginia, from 1991 to 1993. Professor Staloff has received numerous fellowships and awards, including the Rifkind and Eisner scholarships from the City College of New York in 1997. His publications include numerous articles and reviews, and his book, The Making of an American Thinking Class, Intellectuals and Intelligentsia in Puritan Massachusetts, was published in 1998 by the Oxford University Press. You will find an outline of each lecture in this series in the course guide that accompanies these tapes. The course guide also includes a glossary, timeline, biographical notes, and a bibliography. You may find it useful to review the outlines before and after listening to the lectures. Lecture 1, The Allure and Challenge of Thomas Jefferson.
Good morning. My name is Darren Staloff. I teach early American history at the City College of New York, and I want to welcome you all to what will be, I hope, an extremely exciting, stimulating, and rewarding set of lectures. Our topic, the career, legacy, and meaning of Thomas Jefferson, his life, his writings, his activities as a statesman, is certainly one of the most exciting stories in early American history, and it's one which any early American historian like myself faces with no small amount of trepidation. The reason is because Jefferson, unlike any other figure of the early national and revolutionary period, has a remarkable relevance to us. His stature is absolutely immense, not only in the obvious sense, he's on our currency, he's in Mount Rushmore, his words are emblazoned in the glittering memorial to him in our nation's capital, but also because, in fact, he's probably the most revered of early American statesmen. Sure, we love George Washington, but no one reads anything Washington's ever written except for that famous farewell address, which he didn't actually write. The reason is because Washington's oddly distant from us, irrelevant. He's part of a past epoch. Franklin, too, is someone who gains our affection. But by the time we get to the revolutionary and early national periods, Franklin's greatest moments of his career are, in fact, behind him. Jefferson, in that way, is unique, not only because his career spans the formative period of our nation, but also because Jefferson, unlike all of his contemporaries, is uniquely relevant to us. As we'll see, Jefferson is in fact the spokesman for the democratic American ideal. He's the champion of the West, of the farmer, of the libertarian government which he helped establish, which demands the dignity of the common man and tries to establish means for uplift and mobility. Well, why do we have so much trepidation in dealing with Jefferson? In part because his career is incredibly diverse. What I'd like to argue, in fact, is that studying Jefferson is not like your traditional historiographical or historical biographical study. It's not your usual historical field trip. It's big game hunting. And this is not just a huge target, it's one that covers an incredible amount of terrain. We tend to think of him as a great statesman, as a president, as the author of the Summary View of the Rights of British America, one of the most radical revolutionary documents written prior to Thomas Paine's Common Sense. But he was more than that. He was a student of natural science. In fact, he was probably one of the only people in North America that could do the higher order calculus required to follow Newton's arguments in the Principia Mathematica. He was a botanist. He was a biologist. He was a social scientist. He studied political economy. He read deeply in what would count at the time as sociology and political theory. He was a philologist, a studier of languages both ancient and modern, Greek, Latin, Italian, French, and a variety of Amerindian languages, even German and Anglo-Saxon, as we'll see. He was an inventor. He made a superior moldboard plow, a series of mechanical devices, including clocks, all of which are remarkable for their efficiency and elegance.